How you're doing? It's another beautiful Friday. How was our week? I trust we did good, right? And I don't want to start without taking a second to remind us that we should please try to stay safe out there. Everything our health officials are advising us to do, please let's make sure we do them, okay? I want to make sure that all my listeners are healthy and keeping safe. Alright, so today, what are we going to be talking about? That is how I'm going to be welcoming us to the Emotional Circle of Intelligence, and I remain your host, Timmy Dayo. Yes, Timmy Dayo is my name, and if today is your first time, please, I warmly welcome you. And for all our listeners, I sincerely appreciate all your feedbacks. And do not forget that you can listen to this episode and other episodes of the Emotional Circle of Intelligence, the various amazing topics we've talked about. On Anchor here, you can also listen to us on Radio Public, you can listen to us on Spotify, on Pocket Cast. And just recently, we got an amazing news from Team Anchor that we can also now listen to us on Overcast. So, in any part of the world where you're listening, please, any of those platforms, just look for IDD and you're good to go. Alright. So last week we continued our series talking about the importance of emotional intelligence and how they affect every area of our lives. We talked about staying sane, and the feedback I got was really cool. I really appreciate the responses. Okay, today we'll be talking about, in case you missed that episode, please do not have a second thought at looking at what it takes to stay sane and our emotional intelligence grossly impacts on our sanity. Today, I'll be talking to us briefly on staying healthy. Remember, we said that emotional intelligence impacts on our physical health and our mental health. It also impacts on our leadership abilities, while it also impacts on our relationship and on our career. Okay, we've talked about the career aspect, the leadership aspect, the mental health, and today we're talking about the physical health. And hopefully we can get to talk about the relationship side of the story before we bring in our first guest on the show. Yes, I'm so super excited, okay? So today, I'm trying to keep it as brief as possible. How does me being emotionally intelligent impact my physical health? A lot of impact, a lot of direct connection. But before I go into it, and I wouldn't want to do any of those earth jargons, I would just want to keep it as simple and as relatable as possible. But before I go into that, let me lay a background. When you say somebody is living a healthy lifestyle, what comes to your mind? So many things. You hear stuff like, he's disciplined with his health, he has just like he exercises regularly, he eats well and he eats good, and then you hear things like he doesn't smoke or doesn't drink and all of that, and then you're wondering, yeah, how does that affect how is my being emotionally intelligent directly proportional to those decisions? Remember that I said that emotional intelligence encapsulates all areas of our lives, okay? When you know yourself, you know what is not good for you, you know what is good for you, then you can regulate yourself, which is also called self-control or discipline, and then you can go on to relate with people appropriately and all of that. Now, let me quickly state something here, that healthy lifestyle is a way of living that lowers the risk of being seriously ill or dying early. You know, I've seen a lot of young people die before their time. Well, who are we to determine what the time is? But because of reckless lifestyles, because of things that were totally avoidable. You know, I had this friend who would say that provision store is better than kiosk. You know, the Fijian way of saying that prevention is better than cure. The thing is, as much as not all diseases are preventable, but most terminal diseases, I'm not talking of genetic ones right now, most terminal diseases are actually very preventable. When I'm talking of terminal, I'm talking of heart-related diseases, hypertension, diabetes, you know, that if only would incorporate a little bit of self-control, you know. And I consciously talked about mental health last week, ahead of this week, so that when you know you're sane internally, it's easier for that to translate into you living healthy. You understand? So, well, that definition was defined by who. So today, I'm not going to be stressing as much on the whole EQ thing. I'm going to be stressing on healthy lifestyles. And when you follow through with me, you'll find out that I will let you draw the inference of how being a master of your emotions can help you live healthy, can help you cultivate a healthy lifestyle. One of those things I need to, one of the healthy lifestyles I'm going to start with is healthy eating and nutrition. Okay? Healthy eating and nutrition. Yeah, I love food, so definitely food is going to come first. And like somebody rightly said, if God wanted drugs to be the cure for diseases, He would have made drugs available in the Garden of Eden. He gave us food. So, truth is, most times when you go to the hospital, they will still refer you to eating good food. Alright? And the truth is, good food is not that expensive. 100 naira watermelon, 50 naira watermelon, an apple a day, they say, keeps the doctor away. How much is an apple? So maybe 150 naira. That may not be affordable to everybody, but then what about banana? What about watermelon? It's as cheap as 50 naira. Okay, so what am I saying? Try to eat your 3 square meals. Yeah, I know the whole, you know, we are in a very fast-paced world where you wake up and then the next thing in your head is the task you have not done at work and all of that, and then you're rushing. Breakfast is the most skipped meal of the day, and it's ironic because it is the most important meal of the day. If you will miss any meal, please don't miss your breakfast. And it takes discipline not to miss your breakfast. Yes, you might tell me, I'm used to not eating breakfast. It turns my tummy, blah, 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 blah. I have gone through all of that. I was in the system where for almost 5 years, I can't remember eating breakfast more than a month, if I'm saying cumulatively. But I realized that this is not good for me. So I started doing breakfast. Now, it doesn't have to be heavy. Although, there is a saying that eat breakfast. Breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. Yeah. Meaning you don't have to eat heavy things with them. But it's funny that is the reverse. Yeah. See, even if it's 2 slices of bread, make sure you don't skip your breakfast, except your fasting. For our religious friends, except your fasting. If you're not, please, no matter how much of a rush you are, thank God for cereals, you can grab one along the way. Just make sure there is something in your tummy, because your brain needs to work perfectly. Okay? So, let me not overstress that. Now, don't wait till you're hungry or till your tummy starts hot and start aching before you eat. Understand that we can get so carried away with work, and yes, you forgot that you've not eaten. But are you doing yourself? You're doing yourself a disservice, because in the long run, that work will continue if anything happens to you, God forbid. Okay, so breakfast is important. Your lunch is important. Eat healthy to stay healthy. It will enhance your physical health. Now, avoid junks as much as possible. Please, junks are good, okay? It could just spice up your day, but don't avoid junks as much as possible. Avoid carbonated drinks. You don't have to take one every day. It's not good for your health. Now, eat only what is required and don't forget the importance of fruits and water. Water is about the only thing you can't take in excess. Keep taking it. You're advised to take between 3 to 5 liters per day, right? If I'm not mistaken. So, take as much water as possible. Eat fruits. Okay? Eat healthy. I can't overstress the importance of eating and how it affects your physical health. I can't overstress that. And you would understand that healthy foods requires self-regulation, discipline. Because junks are very easy to just grab and then you're gone. And then the sweet things, the oily foods, they're actually usually very appetizing compared to fruits, compared to just taking water, compared to taking water therapy, waking up in the morning and taking a shot of water. Are you following me? Now, I am not going to directly link them to your emotional intelligence, but I'll let you be the judge. Okay, so next is physical activity and exercise. See, I understand that sedentary life can be very, very conducive, but don't keep falling into the temptation of a sedentary lifestyle. Avoid sedentary lifestyle as much as possible. I know some of us will move from our AC offices to our AC cars. If it's Uber, yes, AC. You get to your house, drop in front of your walk into your AC bedroom, and then you lie on your AC bed. You barely. I understand we all want comfort and ease. Why not grab that file and walk the stairs instead of taking the lift? Why not? Instead of sending that mail, why not? You know, do things that will keep you energized, keep you active all to the day. Get a pedometer on your phone. Let you track the medical folks. There is no scientific proof, but it is advised that you take between 6,000 to 10,000 steps per day. Do that. It helps you. It purifies your body. It energizes you. Keeps your joints active. And all of that. 30 minutes walk a day is amazing for you. And the beauty of it is, it takes discipline to be consistent with it. I'm also a victim of this. I know, you know, this 6,000 walks every day is amazing, but then sometimes, like, when I'm tired, yes, don't be tired, okay? Keep at it, because you have to live healthy, you have to stay healthy. Like somebody rightly said, this body is like a horse that is required for you to get to your destination in life, that success, that peak you're looking forward to. You need this horse. And the beauty about this is there is no replacement. Okay? That's a funny thing. So if you overwork your horse, if it's grounded, you will not get to your destination. It's that simple. Number 3, don't smoke. It's as simple as that. Don't smoke. Avoid smoking as much as possible. Don't smoke. To stay healthy is an healthy lifestyle. Avoid tobacco, avoid smoking. I see people say shisha is less. Shisha is almost as harmful as marijuana. Don't, please. Someone was asking, why don't you smoke? Why don't you drink? I said, life on its own is a fleeting space. Or how do I put it now? Okay? We all have very limited time here. So why make it shorter by harming the organs that are supposed to make you enjoy that period? What make it shorter? Lung cancers, heart diseases, strokes, hypertension, what have you just named for a momentary puff? Then at the end of the day, you're gone, you're addicted, and you can't do without it. You're looking for that stimulation. And the final one is avoid excessive alcohol consumption. Left to me, I would have said avoid alcohol entirely. Well, I don't drink and I don't smoke. I'm not a judge. I'm not judging, but consider your health. Consider your health. Things that can harm your kidney, harm your liver, harm your lungs, harm your heart. Man, I could go on and on and on. You know, I was doing my research for this when I saw more than 40 things to highlight when it comes to healthy lifestyles, but I will stick it around these 4. And if you stick to them, you will stay healthy. Taking cues from our mental health last week, just blend it into this, you will find out that, man, life is amazing, okay? I want you all here, alive, healthy, not bedridden. Please, this is where we're gonna end today. From the emotional cycle of intelligence, I promise to make it as brief as possible. Please, do not forget that I love to hear back from you. Let me know what you think about my episodes. How do we improve? If you have a topic you would like us to talk about, if you have a feedback, please. I look forward to listening to you. And thank you for staying with me. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and please stay safe.